God-pleaser. Bible thought. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, prayed. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Sandwiched between casting out demons and cleansing a leper, Mark shares a key to Jesus' life. With the whole city at his door, Jesus retreats to a lonely place to be with God. The crowd search for him. Simon pressured him to minister to the people, but Jesus indicated he must go to the next town and preach. His daily activity reflected the purpose of his life. Simon's expectation did not fit God's expectation. There are times I too feel pressured by others to meet their agenda. If I continually try and meet their expectations, I might please some, but will I please God? Rather than yielding to the pressure of others, I must know God's purpose for my life. Jesus was able to discern between pleasing men and pleasing God. How did he do this? He spent time alone with the Father, receiving strength, direction, and purpose for the day ahead. Like Jesus, I must set aside time alone with God each day to listen to him and receive his direction. Don't want to be a man-pleaser. I want to be a God-pleaser. I just want to have the wisdom to discern the two apart. Don't want to be a man-pleaser. I want to be a God-pleaser. I just want to do the things that please the Father's heart. Father, as we make time to be alone with you, reveal your purpose and direction for our day. Give us wisdom to discern between being men-pleasers and God-pleasers. In Jesus' name, amen. Sally Shank, Memphis, Tennessee.